3 is a resolution by Supervisor Biddle supporting the change to state law to increase the age in which a person is eligible to have his or her record of conviction expunged and ensuring expunged criminal records are not released to the general public.
Thank you. Supervisor, you have the floor again, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually learned about the latter part of the resolution through John Barrett. But basically, companies can use a variety of resources to conduct background checks. And when you look on CCAP, an expunged record isn't there because it's expunged. But if you use the Department of Justice Crime Information Bureau, when the public requests information from that bureau, that record does not come back expunged. It's still there. And so Mr. Barrett said that there's oftentimes a lot of confusion with applicants because they thought that their records were expunged and they're clear because the court system has expunged them. But this other system, because of a technicality, is not releasing that same information to that public entity or that employer that's conducting the background check. So it gives the IGR committee the ability to lobby state law to make sure that the full, all the charges, the fingerprints, all the different information is still applicable for law enforcement use, legitimate law enforcement use. But when it comes to the general public, that those records are redacted so that it's expunged in both systems. I just think it makes sense. If someone goes through the process of getting their record expunged and following the system, they shouldn't be penalized for it based on a technical error of the Crime Information Bureau. And then the other probably more provocative measure is extending the age of expungement to age 30. And the reason why I said it because I was running for office and someone said, how old are you? And I said, well, I'm 29, but I'll be 30 soon. Oh, you're still a baby. And so I said, you know, for me, it's trying to make sure that folks have opportunities to gain employment and not have minor offenses be used to prevent them from getting employment. And so I came up with 30 because I thought it was bold. I thought it was something that we need to do, and you start high. You don't start low. So I went to for all records under the age of 30 for first-time nonviolent offenses in the HRI classes, I thought that it would be good if the Milwaukee County took a stand and petitioned the state to raise that expungement age for all things under age 30. So, I mean, we've increased the age for how dependents are on our health care because we understand the need for those things. And I think so. I think there's some legitimate reasoning to raise that age based on just what the federal government has done in health care reform. So I just think it makes sense. And I think, like I said in the previous discussion, the more that we can limit the barriers for folks to gain meaningful employment, the better a society is we can be and the better our communities can be, whether black or white. So thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor DeBruin, you're first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just briefly, lines 52 to 55 where you're asking the county to support trying to seek the change of state law to redact.
Right.
That part you've got me on. I totally support that.
Okay.
I have to tell you, the other parts of the be it resolved, the first be it resolved on lines 40 to 44 where it says the county embraces efforts to seek expungement of minor conviction. The term embraces is really a strong term, which is probably why you picked it. But that's a concern for me. I'm not necessarily embracing those efforts. I think that I also am not sure how you define minor criminal convictions versus other criminal convictions. I'm also not convinced to raise the age from 25 to 30. So if the resolution stays in this form, I will not be supporting it. But if there was a separate resolution that just dealt with the redacting, I would absolutely support it.
Okay.
Thank you, Supervisor. I'll go to Borkowski. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, for the record, I truly respect, where my colleague is coming from on this resolution and the previous one, and it's clear that he has got his constituency at heart, and that's a great thing. My concern is on that whole age thing.
Mm-hmm.
At what stage does someone know right from wrong?
Right.
Okay. I think at 25, it's being very generous. Mm-hmm. 30 is in my eyes, is not defensible. I have a problem with 25, and I think that people have to understand that there are consequences for actions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I recognize that this community, this economy, desperate people are going to do desperate things. I totally understand that. And it makes me very, very sick to my stomach that people have to resort to these things. And they don't have opportunities that a lot of us have. That said, I can't support going to 30 just because I think that we should be going from 25 to maybe even 20.
Okay.
So those are my points to the supervisor of this resolution.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Broderick, you wanted to comment?
Yeah, thank you. Briefly, I agree that 30 is perhaps a bit of an overreach, but in terms of redacted records in the second bullet under the be it resolved, when one pays one's debt to society, as we theoretically claim is mm-hmm. the case, then you know that debt is paid,
right.
Or ought to be, and shouldn't be reflected further in information provided regarding past convictions. So I'm of the same mind as Supervisor De Bruin here. I'm split on the issue, but we'll vote against it based on the age 30.
Supervisor Howard, would you like to speak?
Yeah. I look upon this as a whole different matter. As everybody knows that I do own property, and one of the things that we do is get data. We get data from the mother that come in. If she have children, we get data. That data is very important because you have habitual criminals at age 14. And then the child ends up staying with the mother that's 19, 20 years old. The mother has problems. Then the older son, just using this as an example, is a pedophile. You got to have that information because you got to protect the other tenants and children and what have you. Without that, I don't know what we would do. And even with that, we have people who come in and have no records at all. And then the boyfriend will come in and he has an arm's length of criminal activities and what have you. And we end up having to get rid of her because of him. I mean, it's just like you have to have some data to be able to make a decision and to be responsible for the other tenants who's around. I don't really see no way out of it. I clearly don't go to 30 years old. I think crime have went back as far as 14, 15 years old. In fact, just recently, the lady that was killed by a juvenile, 16, 17 years old. You have kids who have been raised by themselves, who have no particular values, what have you, other than street values. And they respond in that manner. It's not like it used to be. And the girls are more aggressive now than the boys in school. You look at the bus drivers and the bus situation, the girls are far more aggressive. It's a terrible situation, but I think that we have to have some tools to be able to get data in order to be able to make a decision. I would think without that data, it would be far more worse than what it is. We have no sense of control. That's the way I look at it. So from a business perspective.
Thank you, Supervisor. I'm going to go with Supervisor DeBruin. She wants to do something. Then if I will give a chance to speak to Supervisor Biddle.
Okay.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to be respectful of the author, but I think that given where I'm hearing committee members be, I think you're going to get a negative vote on this resolution unless we move to amend it to delete some of the pieces. Obviously, an amendment would go to the full board, so you still would have the opportunity to, or amended to, put back in what we might take out. But the amendment I'd like to make is to delete the first be it resolved, lines 40 to 44, and then delete lines 50 to 51. So it takes out that entire first be it resolved. And then second, it takes out the age change from 30 to 25, but it keeps in lines 52 to 55, as well as the, you know, the over part of the be it resolved piece that says, tells the director to seek that change.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I was actually going to just offer that to one of the committee members to actually do that, and I'll just see you guys next cycle to talk about this other issue.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for all your work. Number four.
You got to take a vote on it.
Okay. Excuse me.
So you made the amendment, and okay, that you're introducing
To delete lines 40 to 44 and 50 to 51.
Right.
I would say if the supervisor has a problem with the word embraces on line 40, she could use support or other.
But you have to define minor, too, so if you come back, that's another one we were tripping us up on, too.
I just can't think that there's any way that you can remove, unless there is a way you can remove where you got to have that kind of data in order to make a decision from a small business perspective.
The redacting piece.
The redacting.
Yeah, so he still has issues.
I just can't support it because even with giving a lot of people who have records opportunity, which we have did, you just got to have that information.
Thank you. We will vote on the amendment first that's been made by Supervisor Boone. Madam Clerk.
Okay. Everybody understands the amendment?
It's just and for clarification, right? Deleting lines 40 through 44
and 50 and 51.
Correct. That is it, committee.
All right.
Okay.
On the amendment, Supervisor Holloway.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Excuse.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved 5-0 to amend.
Move approval as amended, Mr. Chair.
As amended, Supervisor Holloway?
No.
Borkowski?
No.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo? Is this for the rest of the meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Excused.
I know.
And Mr. Chairman?
No.
Motion to approve as amended fails by vote 2-3.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I do have to leave that meeting, but if you need me to have a quorum for the vote on Supervisor Weishaupt, please just.
You can call. You're in the building?
Absolutely. Right here, meeting right in my offices.